George Washington on Leadership by Richard Brookhiser. Narrated by Patrick Lawler. Copyright 2008 by Richard Brookhiser. This unabridged audiobook is published by arrangement with Richard Brookhiser and Inkwell Management and was produced in the year 2008 by Tantor Media Incorporated, which holds the copyright thereto. Introduction. Founding CEO. America's greatest leader was its first, George Washington. He ran two startups, the Army and the Presidency, and chaired the most important committee meeting in history, the Constitutional Convention. His agribusiness and real estate portfolio made him America's richest man. He was as well known as any actress, rapper, or athlete today. Men followed him into battle. Women longed to dance with him. Famous men, almost as great as he was, some of them smarter or better spoken, did what he told them to do. He was the founding CEO. Even at a time when entertainers and freaks commandeer so much of our attention, the most important men and women in society are its leaders, whether in politics, business, or war. In politics, the buck stops at their desk. In business, they are responsible for bringing in the bucks. In war, they plan the operations and command the troops. That is why it is always important to know how a great leader of the past navigated his life and what a leader or aspiring leader of today can learn from him. When George Washington died, one of his mourners called him first in war. He got his first taste of the military at age 21 when his in-laws got him a commission in the colonial militia. His superiors found him...